In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's gospel, we have the Pharisee and the tax collector. And probably the word that best describes the attitude of the Pharisee is the word pride. Pride has two senses to it. In the French language, there are actually two words for pride. One is fierté, and the other is orgueil. The one, fierté, is something more along the lines of when you're proud of a particular accomplishment, or you're proud of someone else's accomplishment. Maybe your brother has done something extraordinary and you're proud of that. It has a sense of rejoicing about it, that you're rejoicing in something good. You're rejoicing in the fact that you've passed a test, or you're rejoicing in the fact that you've started a new business. And you can be proud about those things in the sense of rejoicing. But if you're proud in the sense of self-exaltation, if you're proud because you feel that you are better than someone else because of your accomplishment, or if you're proud of your children because they are better at sports or better at school than the neighbor's children, then that is again self-exaltation. That is pride as a sin. In today's gospel, we see two men entering into the temple to pray. Now, as devout Jews, there were three periods set aside for the people to pray. This would have been one of the prayer times. And it was believed that prayers were more efficacious if they were prayed in the temple. And so these two men have gone to the temple to pray. But if we look at the Pharisee, we have to question our Lord's words, because our Lord says the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. Our Lord is implying here that this prayer is not really directed to God. Why does our Lord say that? Well, what is prayer? Prayer is praising God. Songs that we sing, hymns that we sing, are sometimes types of prayers. Certainly, the Glory Be is a prayer of praise. These songs, these prayers, are praising God, magnifying His name, lifting up our Lord as the highest, as the exalted one, as the creator of all. Prayer is also petitioning God, asking God for things that we need, things that we might want, but not necessarily need. Offering God intercessions for our family, our friends, and for people in the world who have suffered adversity. Petitioning God for forgiveness. These are prayers of petition. Prayer is also bonding with God, taking time to be in His presence, meditating, reflecting on the Scriptures. These are times when we draw closer to our Lord. We unify our spirit with His. Prayer is also thanksgiving, thanking God for His many blessings and the many things that He's done in our lives. And so then we look at what the Pharisee was actually praying. He begins the prayer by saying, God, I thank you. So we might believe at the outset that he's beginning a prayer of thanksgiving. But then his prayer becomes a bit confusing. He says, I thank you that I'm not like other men. Well, is this praising God? No. Is it petitioning God? No. Is it bonding, meditating? No. Is it truly thanksgiving? Is he truly thanking God for not making him like other men? I don't believe so, because he goes on to list a number of types of men that he's glad that he is not like. Extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. Now you have to understand that in the Jewish time when our Lord lived, tax collectors were kind of seen as those who had betrayed the people. They were the ones who accepted employment from the Romans, collecting taxes from the Jewish people. And they were not well liked, because oftentimes they would collect more than what was due and keep a nice sum for themselves and then remit the rest to the authorities. So they were not well liked. And they were considered sinners. He goes on to say, I fast twice a week. Well, this is not praising or petitioning or meditating or thanksgiving. And he says, I give tithes of all that I get. And again, this is not praising or petitioning or meditating or thanksgiving. In just a few sentences, we see the word I 5 times. The focus of this prayer is on the Pharisee himself. The focus is not on God. Does he ask God for anything? No. In a certain way, he's telling God, I don't need anything from you. I've got it all together. Don't worry about me. Does he praise God? No, he praises himself for his good works. Does he spend time bonding with God, meditating and communing with his Creator? No, he's not interested in that relationship. Finally, is he really giving thanks? Even though he starts off the prayer, I thank you, God. Is he giving thanks? I would say not really. He's citing the things that he has accomplished, and this is extreme pride. And he is proud to be better than the tax collector. And he says it plainly. Thank God I'm not like that loser, is essentially what he says. And then our Lord turns to the tax collector. And he says, he stands off in a distance. He wouldn't even approach the central part of the temple court where all the other people were praying. He stands off at a distance, ashamed of himself. He wouldn't lift his eyes to heaven. He looked down at the ground and he beat his breast. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He knew that he wasn't perfect. He knew that he had fallen. He knew that he had done wrong. And he begs for mercy. What humility. Our Lord says, this man, the tax collector, is the one who went down to his home justified, but not the other. It is in this scripture that we find the origin of the Jesus Prayer, which is said worldwide by Orthodox faithful. Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. In that prayer, we express this humility, like the tax collector, humbling ourselves in the presence of God, begging for his mercy, knowing that we are unworthy of everything that he has bestowed upon us. Our Lord concludes the parable by saying, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. May our Lord help us to better understand our motives, our reasons for the way that we think, the way that we perceive ourselves in comparison with others. May we never find ourselves to be thinking that we're better than anyone else. And when we approach our Lord, may we always approach him with a spirit of humility and a spirit of true prayer, giving praise, asking our petitions, meditating on his goodness, and thanking him for his blessings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.